the social media scene in China. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Despite widespread censorship in China, 92% of internet users there use social media compared to 76% of U.S. netizens. That's according to a new study by NetPop Research. Social media includes blogs, chat, forums, social networks, anything where users are actively sharing information. China has blocked the likes of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, but that hasn't dimmed the enthusiasm for social media, according to NetPop Vice President Kate Rigner.
It's really interesting to study the Chinese internet population because they are so engaged in social media, from blogs and forums and microblogging. It is just part of their sort of netizen experience over there to be constantly sending information, sharing information, informing people back and forth about what their thoughts are, their opinions are. So it comes through loud and clear in our research that even though social media is very popular in the United States and continues to grow, it is very, very popular, much more so in China. And we attribute that in part to the fact that it's a younger population in China. 73% of their internet population is actually under the age of 35. And so you really have a group here that's very young, very dynamic, very wired, as they say.
So the first question that I have, and I'm sure lots of folks will have, is, wait, don't they censor the heck out of social media in China? And how can this be when there's such a censorship regime in place?
Interestingly enough, the government has no problem with people talking about anything related to products, to consumer commercial interests, anything's just any topic that's just related to entertainment or what's going on during the day, just general back and forth. That's fine. Now, they have people monitoring all of this to make sure that you stay within the realm of proper conversation. It's only when there are just certain lines that they draw, and they draw very hard and fast. And if you talk about government issues, if you say anything that's derogatory about the party, that's when the censorship starts. So they are fine with people talking, and they make the internet, the access is much more affordable over there than it is here. So in fact, there's a large opportunity for people to talk and share and inform one another as long as they don't talk about those censored issues in relation to the government.
Because of the censorship that we talked about, is social networking in China sort of less vital, less interesting, more mundane?
Contrary to what you think about this theory that, well, social media must not be as important over there because of the government censorship, it's quite the opposite. I think it's actually a wonderful opportunity for Chinese to share openly and broadly, since that's kind of part of their cultural makeup. You know, something that's taken off in China and has not sort of gotten any kind of foothold here are these group buying sites where people band together to buy products at a discount. These have become very popular over there. And so you might say, well, I need to buy some new office equipment. And you can go out to the web and through the network, find other people that also need this office equipment, band together and buy that product at a discount.
Kate Rigner with research firm NetPop. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.